April 29th, 2015, the Feast of St. Catherine of Siena. St. Catherine of Siena says, Praise be to Jesus. Jesus sends me to thank you for persevering in keeping these messages public. It would have been easy to surrender to obedience to error and to have silenced heaven's voice. As it is, the truth of these messages is convicting hearts. Those who object to the description of compromise of truth and abuse of authority in these messages reveal that they themselves are guilty of such error. If you had succumbed to silence, putting man's will ahead of God's will, your silence would have condoned these sins. As it is, the ones in the public eye need to prove that the messages do not describe themselves. It is like a backdoor accountability, perhaps the only accountability in their lives. Remember, it is not the messages which oppose unity, but those who oppose the messages. Reference to the error of those of title and authority determined to shut down or silence the mission and ministry of Holy Love by requiring obedience to their authority. Holy Love Ministries was established in 1993 as an ecumenical ministry by Jesus and the Blessed Mother for all people of faith and all nations, thereby not subject to any human religious authority, which Acts chapter 5, verse 29 proves can easily be abused. A note is given to read Acts chapter 5, verses 29 and 39. But Peter and the apostles answered, We must obey God rather than men. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. Catherine of Siena.